Welcome everybody to Relatable Matters. My name is Holly Burby and I am obsessed with all things relationships, growth, leadership, and win-win possibilities. Each week, I'll bring you fun and realistic pro tips, knowledge, and hacks you can use for real to build genuine connections with those you care about. I teach you the tried and true secrets you can use to expand your self-awareness, boost your confidence, and live an inspired life of purpose. We'll share our stories, talk out the good, the bad, and the ugly thoughts, and get grounded and clear on who we are now so we remember our significance. Consider me your big sister with a sprinkle of Mama Bear vibes. Put on your comfy pants, grab a cup of cozy, and get ready to be encouraged and challenged as we relate together. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I'm going to chat with you about the phrase you've probably heard before and even used before that says, you do you, or you do you, boo. And however you phrase it or have heard it, today's episode is all about why that phrase, you do you, can be problematic when it comes to living a life where you form deep emotional connections with other people, also known as being relatable. When it comes to the phrase, you do you, we societally have created this culture where self-care is a buzzword. It's a buzz term. It's very popular. And because we live in this society where people get stressed out, burned out, overwhelmed pretty easily because of all of what's going on and the amount of stimulation that we consistently have physically and emotionally and mentally, people are then encouraged nowadays in the last, 10 years or so to take care of yourself. Make sure that you know that self-care is not selfish. I'm going to throw out so many different bumper sticker novelties in this episode today, but you have probably been shown in some ways this movement about how to take care of yourself. And in that vein came the phrase, you do you. Now, you do you did not start as an advocacy phrase of you go take care of you. It didn't start like that. You do you actually stems from a place of you be who you are. Go be authentic. Do your thing. Don't listen to what other people have to say. You do what you feel is best in your mind and in your spirit and in your heart. You do you. Show up as yourself. Be yourself. Now, this on the surface doesn't seem all that problematic. And I actually didn't think much of it until it was brought up in a sermon I was listening to this morning. Shout out to Stephen Furtick at Elevation Church. And you do you can be dangerous if you do not know yourself. And this is really one of the things I want to convey on this show is that in order for you to be relatable to other people, in order for you to be able to have emotional connections with people where every person involved feels seen and heard and understood, it is so important that you know who you are, because what do you want them to see about you? What do you want them to understand about you? What do you want them to hear coming from you? Not just your words, but what do you want them to hear or notice that comes from your actions as well, from your body language, the ways that we are expressing ourselves all the time that we may not think of. So when we get caught up in this phrase of you do you, I think sometimes we can use that as a way to say, yeah, you know what? However I'm feeling in this moment is totally good. If I have an attitude or if I feel like garbage, yeah, I'm just going to do me. I'm just going to feel how I want to feel. And we can almost use it as an excuse to act or act out in ways that are not aligned with the values that we have. You do you, if we misconstrue it or misunderstand it, can be a permission slip for us to go out into the world and say, Just whatever shows up out of me today is okay. And not even from a place of I'm committed to being my most authentic self. It's not out of a place of I'm committed to living my life with these values and with this significance, but it's coming from a place of I'm just gonna let stuff go with the wind. And wherever the wind takes me today is who I'm going to be. Whatever attitude shows up, whatever mood shows up, whatever thought shows up, I'm just going to let it go. And I don't need to adapt. I don't need to be mindful. I don't need to be in control in any sort. I'm just going to be me and everyone can deal with it. And where this again becomes problematic is if we do not know ourselves. If we do not know the values that are really important to us in our life, if you're not clear on the kind of person that you want to be perceived as in your life, you will go about your day being you, but willy-nilly. You'll be all over the place. You will have a difficult time likely making decisions and choices that feel good to you because you're not making those decisions and choices in alignment with who you are and what's important to you, in alignment with the values that you say that you stand by. And that doesn't feel good. It may feel free for a moment. It may feel freeing to say, I'm not gonna think. I'm just gonna roll with it. I'm just gonna be myself. And that can, in some point, lead to this experience of imposter syndrome because you may, day in and day out, when you're just going with the wind, you may not be presenting yourself in a consistent way in your life. And also, in terms of relating to other people, if you don't know what you bring to the table day in and day out because you're just doing you and letting whatever version of you come out, then other people that are wanting to connect with you in some way to be your friend or be your partner or be your teammate or your coworker, they're likely not going to know which version of you is going to be present today either. And they're not going to look at you and say, oh, they're just being authentic. They're just letting it ride, letting it flow. No, they're not going to look at it that way. They're going to look at it as you are indecisive. You are unpredictable. You are chaotic. You are ungrounded, meaning that you're not centered. You are not calm or you don't have moments of calmness. And that is a red flag to people. And that will give people a reason to not deepen their connection with you or to not even be in relationship or friendship with you at all because you have the wrong idea of what it means to do you. And they can tell. They don't see it as a moment of freedom and rolling with the punches. They see it as unpredictability, and you will not appear to be an emotionally safe person for them to be around. And that repels people from us, that keeps people away from you and turns off for them the idea of getting closer to you, or again, at least at minimum, being able to see, hear, understand who you are, what's important to you, and so on and so forth. So, how do we counterbalance this? How do we fix this? If you notice that you have these moments of rebellion, or I'm just gonna be me, I'm just gonna, you do you. If you notice you have moments like this, I want you to consider this episode today an invitation to center yourself in who you are. And this is a process that I'll refer to with my clients, and you'll hear me talk about this in content as recalibrating. Recalibrating yourself. And ultimately, this comes down to who are you now? How would you describe, let's say in 5 words or less, your mood on your best day? How would you describe your mood on a challenging way, a challenging day in another 5 words? How would you make a list of 5 to 10 things that are your values that are very important to you? Are your values things like patience, kindness, tolerance, generosity? What are the things that are the most important to you? And then, after you have those three things, this is the very beginning of a recalibration activity. But then you can look and say, okay, of the 10 things, 5 to 10 things that are my values on my best day, did I write down the same words or different words? And on my most challenging day, am I still in alignment with what my values are, or am I the complete opposite of what I say my values are? And when you have that information that you have created for yourself, you can go into your life with more opportunity every single day to connect to an authentic place inside of you. You have more opportunity throughout the day to say, you know what, this isn't going the way that I want it to go. What did I say my values are? Okay, how can I turn this day around to where I can feel generous? Or how can I turn this day around so that I can be patient, or I can be kind, or whatever word you choose from your list of values. But if you don't have that as an anchor to return to when you have turbulent moments, whether that be unconsciously, where you're like, oh man, what is up with me today? Or whether it be consciously because you're just doing you and you're just letting things go however they want to. But this is an anchor for you to get back to in those turbulent moments. And when you are centered and grounded in, this is who I am, this is what's important to me. Oops, I made a mistake. Now I'm going to come back and return to my most authentic version. When you are that version of you, as unique as you are, that is what's going to draw people in your life toward you and have them be in a place where they will feel emotionally safe with you. They'll want to have a connection with you. They'll want to learn something genuine about you. They will ask you something like, how are you doing today? Really? And they're actually going to want to know the answer to that. So next time you think to yourself, I'm just going to do me, remind yourself, are you doing that because you're throwing caution to the wind and you just want an excuse to rebel and not listen to anything and not align to your values and kind of act out? Or are you saying, you do you, I'm going to do me today because you are committed to taking care of yourself that day or your life that day in alignment with your values and who you truly are? And it's important to reevaluate or recalibrate your values on a regular basis through many seasons of your life because human beings, we evolve faster than we even realize. And as time goes on and we are exposed to more in our society, we evolve even faster than we did the year before, simply because more exposure means we see more possibilities of how we could be, how we could act, what we could do. So it is so important to recalibrate yourself on the regular. So no more, you do you, boo, whatever you want, flying off the handle, just going with the wind. Be anchored truly in your identity and recalibrate yourself often. That's my message for today. I hope this was supportive. Thank you so much for following this show. Leave me a comment down below. How would you describe yourself on your best day? Give me a couple of those 3 to 5 positive attributes or values that you are going to anchor yourself to on your best day. I would love to hear it. Again, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Until next time, love always in all ways, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. I am sending you the biggest hug from over here. If you loved this episode and know someone who is just as nerdy about relationships and emotionally connecting with other people as I am, please send them on to me. Pass on this episode. It would just mean the world to me if you can help me get this cause and this message out to as many listeners as I can. So please, if you liked what you heard, I'd super appreciate it if you take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, share this with your friends, and until next time, remember to love always in all ways, because being relatable matters.